beep, 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 yeah.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Oh, you betcha. And a lot of Jeeps down on Main Street, too. We say hello to Jason Rogers with Grand Haven Main Street. So good to see you. How are you?
Great. Beautiful outside today.
It sure is. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday,
yes,
too. Really excited for that. Let's start from the beginning because, you know, I don't want to assume everybody knows who you are and everybody knows who Jeep Fest is because it's still pretty new.
Yep, year three.
Yeah, and what made you do this in the first place?
Oh, man, I've been into Jeeps for a long time, and my family has traveled to Jeep events all over the country. Most of them are in beautiful locations, scenic locations. And so several years ago, driving home from one, I turned to my wife and I said, why don't we have one of these in Grand Haven? And she said, why don't we? And that's where it started.
And that's where it started. And you're a 501c3 organization as well. So you donate proceeds from Jeep Fest,
yes,
to a local organization, a local charity. Who's the charity this year? Can we say who it is,
yep,
this year?
This year it's the Children's Advocacy Center of Ottawa County.
Oh, yes, I just got chills. That's wonderful. Thank you for doing,
yeah,
that. And they certainly need our support and our help as well. So this is going to be so much fun. Now, are you sold out?
Yes. We,
whoa!
We sold out back in February, which is 2 months earlier than we ever have in the past.
Okay. That tells you how many people love Jeeps and how many people, yeah, want to be down here for this. Okay. So let's talk about some of the things that are going to happen. Tomorrow night, there's going to be a kickoff party at,
yeah,
Lucy's.
Yeah, there's a kickoff party at Lucy's. That sold out several weeks ago.
Oh, it did. Okay.
So, and when we say the event sold out, it doesn't mean you can't come. It just means that you haven't... You're not going to be able to park on Washington, but you can still come. You can park all over downtown Grand Haven.
Exactly.
And come to Jeep Fest.
Exactly. So tell us some of the events. Like, I'm going to come down and just watch.
Yeah.
I'm just going to watch what's going on and check out all these people that love their Jeeps and all,
yeah,
their little ducks in a row. So what are some of the events that will be happening?
Sure. Well, we'll have live music starting at 11 o'clock at Waterfront Stadium. So we have bands there. That's where our kids area will be. Well, there'll be tiny motorized Jeeps that our kids can take a spin on down,
no,
by at Waterfront. But the biggest thing is, if you haven't driven down Harbor, please do so the next couple days, because they are building an obstacle course in the parking lot along Harbor where you'll see Jeeps all day. Bring a chair, sit out there, listen to the music, and there'll be Jeeps doing crazy obstacles all day at Jeep Fest.
I love this. Someone once said to me, once you drive a Jeep, you'll never go back.
100%.
And you really don't know till you drive a Jeep. So why do people love their Jeeps? Tell me.
I think it's the most personalized vehicle there is in the world. The ability to take things apart, change things up, add different pieces and parts, just like Legos. And that's the other thing you'll see. Someone's personality is in their Jeep. You can get to know that person just by walking by. And, I think that in itself lends it to this like friendship, kinship, yeah, about it.
You know, I have to say, I really love a lot of those retro Jeeps too, mm-hmm, from the 70s. Oh, I hope we see some of those.
For sure.
We will, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And are you able to gauge where people are coming from? Are they coming from all over the state or the country?
All over the country, yeah.
That's amazing, Jason. Wow.
Yeah. We see people when they register, we have to send their registration to them, and we see Florida, Iowa, Ohio, Illinois, Indiana, New York, Kentucky, Nebraska, North Dakota. I mean, it's literally probably, you know, over half the country we get represented here.
That's really, really cool. I want to talk a little bit about Grand Haven Downtown Development Authority, Grand Haven Main Street. How important is that organization to what you guys do with Jeep Fest?
Well, we work in concert with a lot of those places to get their feedback on what's a good time of year to do this. Are we taking away? Are we adding to what they're doing? And the overwhelming majority is we love this event. It happens before the busy time of year here.
Right.
And so we're getting people interested in Grand Haven outside of Memorial Day to Labor Day. And we get a lot of feedback even from the stores that tells us these people are coming back at other times of the year. How did you hear about us? Well, we came for Jeep Fest.
That's good to know. And off the air, I had said to you, I would really like to do a follow up on this. I love follow ups.
Yeah.
I want to know how many people were here, how much was raised, how many people were from out of state. I love stuff like that, you know?
And
sometimes it takes a couple of weeks after a big event like this. You kind of got to, kick back and go, okay, it was successful. And then you kind of got to look at things and say, wow, this is amazing. This is what we'll do next year to make it even better. So proceeds will benefit the Ed and Nancy Hannenberg Child's Advocacy Center. And I know that child abuse is a very difficult topic. It is. Mm-hmm. But 1 in children in Ottawa County are abused before the age of 18. And so this is an organization that helps the community. And I really commend you for picking that organization. Thank you. They need a little attention right now. You know, you're going to have great weather. I wish you guys all the best. I will see you down here. And maybe if I run into you, will you take me in a spin? On your Jeep?
I would love to. I don't ever get to drive at Jeep Fest. But
I bet you don't. I bet you don't. I bet you don't. What are the hours on Saturday for this?
So it opens to the public at 9 a.m., runs till 4 p.m., and there'll be activities going all day.
All right. Sounds good. Jason Rogers, thanks for being here. Jeep Fest 2024. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Go, go, down.